Good evening, everyone. It is the 31st of March today, and today is a Thursday, although for me today is Friday, because I don't have to go to work tomorrow. So that means I get a three-day weekend, and I think that's jolly good news, depending on what the weather does, because at the moment it's misty and it's been raining and the forecast is for more of the same all weekend. So I'm hoping they've got the forecast wrong, because it is weather after all, and that seems to change. Apologies if you can hear a grinding noise in the background. That's Wilson chewing on his birthday present, which is an enormous, I'm going to say plastic. I don't quite know what it's made from, but it looks like plastic. But it's plastic that's safe to chew for dogs, if that makes any sense. And he loves it. And he spends a lot of time trying desperately to, basically sharpen his teeth on it, I guess. It was one of his first birthday presents, which was earlier in the week. I certainly tweeted and posted on Posterous about that. But I realised I hadn't recorded an audio boo at all so far this week. In fact, I don't think I've recorded one since the weekend. So I had a few things on my mind today that I thought I would sit down and put in an audio boo. And I came out from the kitchen because both the oven and the washing machine are on, thinking it would be quieter out here, and Wilson's followed me out with his bone, which is fine. But as I say, apologies for the grinding noise in the background, or teeth sharpening noise in the background. So what I really was going to talk about was my Twitter account. You probably haven't noticed, but over the last 24 hours, I've made my Twitter account a secure account, which basically means unless you follow me, you can't see any of my tweets. So apologies to anybody who does follow me who now isn't getting my Twitter feed, when I say follows me, reads my tweets but no longer gets them. If you're one of those then and are listening to this, then by all means just send a follow request, and I'll accept it, which means everything will go back the way it was. For most people, you won't notice any difference whatsoever. The reason I've done that is because someone at work said, "Oh, I found your Twitter account." I thought, "Oh God," because if they find my Twitter account, then it's very easy to find my Posterous blog and my Blogger blog and everything else that's out there in social media land. And whilst I don't really mind that, I do try and keep work and my private life fairly separate, and I tend to use my blog and Twitter to talk about stuff outside of work, and work is work, and I don't really want to merge the two. I know I've been sort of talking a little bit about what's going on in terms of voluntary redundancies and restructuring, but I've not, you know, said anything I don't think that isn't publicly available for those people who really want to look. That's still an ongoing process, so I probably will mention it again in the future, particularly when I know what the outcome for myself is. But I just want to keep those two things separate. You know, private life and work life are two different things as far as I'm concerned. So anyway, Twitter account is now toying with the idea of what to do next, whether to completely shut down that Twitter account and maybe start another one or not, and what impact that has on my posture, sight and various other things. I don't know. I kind of guess that one day, you know, somebody at work would find my Twitter account. I, you know, thought I'll cross that bridge when we get there, and now we're there. So I need to spend a little bit of time and think about what to do next. I know in the past I thought people have maybe found it, but nobody actually has ever admitted it. But obviously now that they have, I want to have a think about what I do next. So if I'm not tweeting much or posting much or whatever over the next few days, that's probably the reason why. I'm not going to stop completely. I might just refocus things a little bit. I don't know. I haven't really, as I say, given it a lot of thought yet. So there you go. I think that was about all I had on my mind. Certainly if the weather's good this weekend, I'm going to get down on the allotment and do some stuff there. But otherwise, if the weather's lousy, well, I guess I'll have lots of time to think, won't I? Hope wherever you are, you're having a good day or a good evening. And I'll speak to you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.